T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you here on the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out on this Dynamite Wednesday. Got Braves baseball on. Freddie Freeman with a two-run bomb. Ozuna singles right after him. So Braves getting it done tonight here in the home opener. Also about to watch some AEW wrestling as well. So flipping back and forth between all of that. There's the great Jake the Snake Roberts in the crowd. Ha, man, he looks old. Wow. Of course, he is old, I guess. So 404-741-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Don't forget, download the radio.com app, because that's how you listen to the radio station when you're not in your vehicle. We know you're not spending as much time in the car as what you used to. So the radio.com app is how you listen to us. Don't forget to download that on one of your devices. You got your smart speakers, you got your smartphone, you got your tablet, you got your boombox, you got your turntable, your Commodore 64, your Intellivision, your Atari 2600. Just download it onto some device that you've got. That way you can always catch us on the go. Social media at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us on those platforms. And as always, the best way to be a part of the show on our personal Twitter pages at JMCH316, at JMCH316. That, of course, is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. And he is in Midtown producing the show. As always, Jarvis in the building. At Jarvis D90, at Jarvis D90. We'll talk at 8:20 with our friend of the show, Alicia Roberts. I know she's happy that the baseball is back, so we'll get all the latest news and notes from her as you know, we continue through this pandemic together in the not normal times. Sorry, it's not normal. So quit acting like it's trying to be normal. It's not. There are ways to embrace the unnormalcy of what we're watching. I don't even know if that's a word, but it is now. Okay? We just made that word up. The unnormal. If we can have touch isolation and things like that, we can have unnormalcy. We'll put that in the dictionary as well. Now, speaking of things that are not normal. So we were talking about, right, over the last couple of nights, the NFL.com top 100 players of 2020. Grady Jarrett for the Falcons was at 91. Todd Gurley was at 51. Jarvis, I did not see. Where did they put Julio Jones? Where did Julio Jones end up going? I forgot to look and see. I didn't see where Julio finished at. See if you can look that up for us, where Julio ended up. One guy who didn't make the top 100, though, is the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons. That, of course, would be one Matt Ryan. Now, it is kind of amazing in some ways, because this is kind of getting to where my question is, okay? Because I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, right, but Jared Goff was on that list. Kyler Murray was on that list. Kirk Cousins was on that list, right? He was 11th. Okay, so Julio's only the 11th best player in the NFL. Okay, all right. Okay, but beyond that, you're telling me Matt Ryan's not one of the best 100 players in the NFL, okay? Now, here's my question to everybody about this. Explain to me what the Deshaun Watsons, Kyler Murray's, Jared Goff's, Carson Wentz's, who, by the way, I don't think Wentz was on the list either, but explain to me what those guys have done that they're better than Matt Ryan. Is it you think in the future they could be better? Because here's the thing. Kirk Cousins doesn't have 1/50th the resume of Matt Ryan. He not only doesn't have the stats of Matt Ryan. So you want to go purely statistical? Fine. He doesn't have the stats of Matt Ryan. Matt's in the top 10 in passing yards and all that. He doesn't have the stats of Matt Ryan. There's one. He hasn't won anything in the league like Matt Ryan. So what is it about Matt Ryan that people disconnect? Because when you start to look at every metric, and we've talked about this on the show, pick whatever metric you want. Throws in traffic, throws under pressure, come from behind wins, wins in general, completion percentage, yards, touchdowns. What is it that Matt doesn't have that some of these other guys get a lot of love? Because they haven't won the last 2 years? I see, that's the thing that I ask people. What is it Matt hasn't done to be put into that? What has even Deshaun Watson done? Well, Watson's a better player. Okay, then why doesn't their franchise have more success? They have J.J. Watt. They had Javon Clowney. They had DeAndre Hopkins. Wasn't like they had a bunch of ham and eggers. And that division, what's that division? Who's in that, Jarvis? Jacksonville? Indy? Houston, or not Houston, Tennessee? Who's the team I'm missing in that division? Houston, Tennessee, Indy, Jacksonville. Is that the four teams? Okay. So that's a great division? Seriously, like, what's Deshaun Watson won or done that Matt Ryan hasn't done? What's the factual thing that's the difference in those guys? Or Carson Wentz? Or Kirk Cousins? You know, if you want to tell me, well, what is Drew, you know, if you say, what has Drew Brees done that Matt Ryan hasn't done? He's won a Super Bowl. Okay. And he's put up some of those gaudy numbers in the history of the NFL. Okay, I'll give you that one. What about Tom Brady? Tom Brady's won 100 Super Bowls. Okay, that trumps everything. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not arguing that Matt Ryan, you know, goes over Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers. Maybe not even Russell Wilson, because he's got a Super Bowl too. But what metric are you using to say that Matt Ryan's not one of the best 100 players in the NFL? You really think if I polled NFL GMs, they wouldn't have Matt Ryan as one of the best 100 players in the NFL? He's one of the winningest quarterbacks in the NFL. He's statistically one of the highest quarterbacks in the NFL. So what is the thing that is missing from him? The Super Bowl? Okay. How many guys are left in the NFL with a Super Bowl? Let's go through the list. How many Super Bowl winning quarterbacks are there left in the NFL? Mahomes has got a Super Bowl, right? Rodgers has a Super Bowl. Russell Wilson has a Super Bowl. Brady, Brees, Rodgers, Roethlisberger. Am I right? Am I missing somebody on that list? Who am I? Jarvis, am I missing somebody? Seven quarterbacks I come up with that have a Super Bowl. Is there anybody else I'm missing? Maybe I'm missing somebody. Because there's no more Eli Manning in the league. He's not in the league any longer. So who am I missing at quarterback that has a Super Bowl? So that's 7 out of 32. Not forget backups. That's 7 guys out of 32. What's the math on that? A little bit more than 20%? 7 out of 35 would be 20%. So somewhere between 20 and 25%. So basically 1/4 of the quarterbacks in the entire league have a Super Bowl. Is there anybody that I'm missing? Can you think of anybody, Jarvis, that I'm missing in the NFL? Yeah, 7 guys. Okay. So if the criteria is it's Super Bowl or not, okay, then there should only be 7 quarterbacks on the list. But there's Kyler Murray. And people say, well, just watch him play. He hasn't done anything in the league. You know, if you want to have this conversation in 2028, then we can have it. But in 2020, when he's done nothing in the league, I mean, they're talking about Matt Ryan in the Hall of Fame. Even ESPN isn't desperate enough to have a 10-minute conversation right now, today, about Kyler Murray being a Hall of Famer. Maybe in 7 or 8 years you have that discussion, but in this year, because that's what this list is. This list isn't about, well, who's going to be the best quarterback in 3 years? Well, who's going to be the best quarterback 5 years from now? That's not what the list is. The list is in 2020. Who's the best? And when you ask people that question, they don't give you a valid answer. Because it can't be wins. He's like, you know, since in the last 10 years, like, what is it? I think there's only like 6 or 7 quarterbacks that have more wins than Matt Ryan. Maybe not even. He's one of the winningest quarterbacks in the NFL. Virtually, what, 5 or 6 guys only have more touchdowns and passing yards than Matt. He's been to a Super Bowl. He's been to, what, 3 NFC championship games? Multiple playoff games. MVP of the league. So what is it about him that people don't gravitate? Is it because he's not out, you know, personality out front? He doesn't say hot take stuff like Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers? He doesn't get in trouble like Ben Roethlisberger? You know, he's not married to a pop star like Russell Wilson? Or a Brazilian Victoria's Secret model like Tom Brady? And like I said, I get some of those guys. I tell you all the time, with all due respect, as great as Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees are, they ain't Tom Brady either. There's only one guy that gets to get on the very tippy top of the mountain. If we're climbing, you know, Mount Everest, and there's only one guy allowed at the top, it's that guy. Not Brees, not Rodgers, not Roethlisberger. None of those guys go over him. So he supersedes everybody in the NFL because of what he's done. And I always go back to the very simple thing about the NFL. It's about winning. It's about winning. Well, Matt's choked in the playoffs. He has? Go look at his playoff numbers of late. What exactly did you think Matt Ryan in 2008 with that vagabond group? Remember how, Jarvis, remember that the Arizona Cardinals playoff game that year? And by the way, that's the year Arizona went to the Super Bowl, right? With Kurt Warner and Anquan Boldin and Larry Fitzgerald and those guys, right? What was the Falcons, that group of ham and eggers, Leroy Butler or Lawyer Malloy and Coy Wire and broken down, shouldn't be playing Keith Brooking? What were they going to do? That team probably had no business being in the playoffs, let alone trying to win anything. But lo and behold, rookie quarterback helps get him there. Well, it's Michael Turner. Okay. Matt didn't make any plays that year, huh? He didn't bring him back against the Bears in that game, huh, that they won. Okay. All right, I guess I missed all that, huh? Matt didn't do anything that year, right? So it amazes me, whether it's locally or around the league, what is the criteria for what Matt Ryan hasn't done? Why is it that somebody like not Chuckery, not the night guy at 680, Bill Parcells is the guy who says, my biggest mistake was I should have drafted Matt Ryan. That's his words, not mine. Bill Parcells, Hall of Fame coach. My spirit animal about getting my football acumen. When he says it, I believe it. He says, my biggest mistake, I didn't draft Matt Ryan. Not, I should have drafted a quarterback. Not, I should have done this or should have done that. His biggest mistake, he says directly, is I should have drafted Matt Ryan. Shouldn't that alone have a little bit of weight and tell you about how good the guy's been? All right, when we get back, our friend of the show, Alicia Roberts, is going to join us. We'll talk to her next. It is the John Chuckery Show. Watching some baseball, watching some Dynamite, everything going on. It's good to have things to flip around and watch nowadays. She's coming up next on the John Chuckery Show, Sports Radio 929 The Game, and on the Radio.com app. Sports Radio 929 The Game, back with you on the John Chuckery Show, hanging out on this Dynamite Wednesday. Flipping around, we got Braves baseball going on right now, opening day at Truist Park. Little AEW wrestling as well. Lots of stuff going on here. 404-741-0929. That, of course, is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line for you to be a part of the show. Also, download the Radio.com app to make sure you catch us when you are on the go. Social media, 929 The Game. Reach myself at JMCH316. And, of course, he's at JarvisD90. Well, as we like to do each and every Wednesday at this time, is we're all fighting through this pandemic, but at least we got baseball to go along with it. We head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. We are joined by the one and only Alicia Roberts, of course, anchor and reporter for CBS News 46. You can join Alicia on Twitter. She is at A. Roberts, CBS 46. As always, Alicia, thank you so much for being on with us on this Wednesday night.
Yeah, good to be with you, John. Happy opening day for Truist Park, finally.
Yeah, at least it's going better than it was for the last couple of nights down in Tampa. So, what? And by the way, did you say you did some stuff for Tampa at one time? Did you do some stuff for them?
Yeah, I did some actually sideline reporting for both Tampa and the Braves right when I first got here to Atlanta. But I was with the Braves in 2008 when it was John Madden's first season, and they went from worst to first, you know, ultimately making it to the World Series and losing to the Phillies that year. So good memory here, but definitely cheering for the Braves tonight. It would be nice to see them get a win. And like you said, you know, an important win because 10% of the season essentially is already in the books relatively soon. Yeah, so an important win tonight to at least put them, you know, even so far.
Yeah, and they've got a bunch of games at home, so got to get right at home if you're not cashing in on the road. So, Alicia, you know, let's talk a little bit about you know, this dynamic between the governor and the mayor. I'm hoping at this point that cooler heads have prevailed, that, you know, as the lawsuit has backed off and things like that. I guess, where do we kind of stand with that? I mean, is everybody willing to just kind of play ball and just say, look, let's do what we got to do to get through this? I don't know if we're at the light at the end of the tunnel. We're about to get another spike. But it just seems to me like at some point, everybody's just got to have some common sense. And let's just do what we got to do and get through this and try to finish this thing off sooner rather than later, whether or not you score any political points for it or not.
You know, John, I agree with that approach right now. I think, again, the only way we're going to get through it is if we all make some concessions right now and, you know, don't go out, be responsible, wear a mask when you do go out. Let me set the stage just because I do believe in data, you know, just to kind of to set the stage there in terms of where we stand with coronavirus cases in our state, and then I'll answer your question on the mask mandate and the debate between the governor and the mayor. So, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but again, I think today we're still seeing the severity of coronavirus in the U.S. Nationally, that is, surpassed the 150,000 mark in terms of deaths from coronavirus. So that's a significant and a grim milestone. Just this week in Georgia, we're already at 147 deaths statewide here from COVID-19. And again, it's only Wednesday here. And right now here in our state as well, 88% of all ICU beds are currently being used. More locally, Grady Memorial, for example, is reporting no general inpatient beds available. So we're seeing the spikes. We're seeing the spikes in severity right now. And I think back to your point a moment ago, we all have to work together on this, whether it's become political or not. You know, there is a need to band together and get through this. To answer your question on the mask mandate, the actual lawsuit right now, and for those just joining us, the Governor Kemp, had sued Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms for her mask mandate, and essentially, initially, how it was phrased, maybe pulling Atlanta back to, say, a phase one, which would mean shutting down some businesses. That lawsuit is still on the table. There was supposed to be a hearing on Tuesday. That's been pushed a bit. So lawsuits still pending, but the actual hearing on Tuesday where they needed that emergency session to kind of hash this through, that has been pushed. So the governor saying basically that the mayor has backed down on her initial push for that phase one reopening in particular. But then again, just today, we saw a U.S. House subcommittee inquiry into several states, including Georgia. And basically they're now investigating, and Georgia has to produce documents to say, hey, our state really did comply with task force guidelines for reopening. So again, it's political. It's messy. I think bottom line for anybody that's listening out there is things are worsening. They're worsening here in our state, and do what you can to keep your family safe and flatten the curve as quickly as we all possibly can.
Alicia Roberts joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, anchor reporter for CBS News 46 for our weekly conversation with her. How big of a concern is, you know, whether it's the city of Atlanta, you know, what the governor's thinking about small business? I mean, I live out here in suburbia. You're in those highfalutin areas in town and things like that, and you're the queen of that domain down there. But, you know, for the rest of us out here in suburbia and things like that, you know, there is a lot of businesses that have closed up. I'm actually rather surprised. And, you know, national chains, but also smaller stores. You know, I got an email the other day about a place that my daughter used to go when she was younger, like one of these like bouncy house things. They said, yeah, we've had to close our doors. We're looking for new ownership and that, but we're going to have to close our doors. How much of a concern? Because I can tell you this. I mean, states in this country can't afford to just shut down business and commerce all over again. I mean, you really are going to have some problems that there won't be a recovery to some of those things. How big of a concern has Mayor Bottoms, the governor, taken that into consideration?
It's a huge concern. I mean, there have been several reports out, for example, that a majority of restaurants right now have a strong propensity of not returning because of this pandemic. I mean, think about that. The restaurants that you and I have gone to for years and years and years might not be able to weather something like this. And that's not to mention all the trickle-down effects of all the other businesses that are out there. So I guarantee you that our world will look different whenever the coronavirus, you know, goes away, whenever that is, and I don't say that lightly at all. It's very concerning. And I think, again, both the mayor and the governor, I've heard them repeatedly, you know, it is that delicate balance at any one point in time of balancing lives and livelihoods. And who's to say which one is more important at any given time, because you can argue it both ways. You know, if family can't put food on the table, that could be just as devastating as a medical diagnosis in some cases. So again, it's very tricky. It's very concerning. And it goes back to the faster we can all hunker down, stop the spread, get a control on this again before it gets worse, hopefully we can eliminate the need to, you know, go back to those really strict shutdowns, you know, if there's a possibility of getting away from that.
And it goes, Alicia, to the point that, and you and I have talked a little bit about this, it's why I just don't think that the idea of fans at sporting events is realistic. I mean, I just don't. I just don't know how, one, you get people comfortable to want to do it. Two is you try to figure out a way. And I know some sports have done it. They had 30,000 people a couple of weeks ago in Bristol, but that's 150,000, you know, seating stadium. So 30,000 people is a lot, but you can spread those people out. But still, just the idea of trying to navigate your way through. I mean, I'm not trying to fear monger, but just the idea of, I mean, look at the Miami Marlins. I mean, they come to Atlanta for a weekend and things go haywire. You know what I mean? Like they on the way down
and
to Miami from Philadelphia, you know, I mean, it's just, it can go that quickly.
Right. And I think the Marlins are a great example. So baseball is one of the sports that hasn't, quote unquote, you know, bubbled their athletes. Like if you look at the, you know, the NBA, they're all down there in Florida. The Major League Baseball hasn't bubbled their athletes. They're still traveling. They're still living with their families. And albeit that, they're still getting tested regularly, which is something the rest of us don't have access to. And they still had this outbreak, and they still had to cancel some games, postpone some games. So you see just in that one small example, just how difficult it is to contain something like this. And that's, I don't personally, you know, think that having fans in the stadiums right now is going to help our cause.
Follow her on Twitter. It's at @ARobertsCBS46. I guess for now I'll just have to see if I see a cardboard cutout of Alicia Roberts at Truist Park for right now. She's an anchor.
I'll sit next to you, John, next to your cardboard cutout.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll buy the popcorn and beer or wine or whatever else we got. Anyway, she's the anchor and reporter for CBS News 46. Alicia Roberts joined us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Alicia, thanks so much for being on with us tonight. Look forward to talking with you next week.
Sounds good, John. Stay safe, everybody. Stay well out there, okay?
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chukri. I guess nobody filled in the guy who runs the NCAA about one of his own tournaments that they run. I'll explain that next. It is the John Chukri Show. Sports Radio 910 The Game and on the radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chukri Show. Hanging out with you on this Dynamite Wednesday. Got some Braves baseball going on. We got some AEW Dynamite going on. A little bit of everything. It's kind of nice to be flipping back and forth between things. Mike Soroka just kind of rolling right along, doing his thing. See if the Braves can pull off a victory tonight here in their opener in Truist Park. 404-741-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. That also, too, follow us on social media at 929TheGame. Myself at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. Jarvis, does this mean I need to buy a couple of cardboard cutouts now? Should I invest $100? Yeah, exactly. Should I invest $100 in a couple of cardboard cutouts, Jarvis? In two of them? With no distancing in between? Anyway, I'm going to get in trouble. I understand. I get it. I get it full well. Yeah, I get it. As J-Dub said, just, you know, I'm like a good pork roast, low and slow, man. Just, you know. Anyway, still lots to get into with you here. I'm sorry? What happened? What did I miss?
All right, so, you know, I remember, you yes. remember last night when you were talking about the pork butt, right? You know, the pork butt, you're telling yes. about the pork butt? So, I take a little trip to Kroger today because I had to renew my license. And, not my license, but my tag. And I renewed my tag and everything, and I was like, man, let me go and check this manager special, because that's my go-to. We talked about this before. Like,
oh, yes.
That is my go-to. I love that
rate.
Manager special
yes.
at Kroger. Oh, my God.
Yes.
And I went over there, Chuck, when I say all natural fresh pork, 99 cent a pound, I was like, I'm seeing
yep.
6-7 pound pork butts for $7 and $6.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. So, you know me, I grabbed two of them things, and I ain't even have a cart. I had them in both of them in my hand like this, just walking to the cash register like a little happy little kid, man. I got one in the in my little cooker at the house right now, man, as we speak. So low and slow, baby.
See, I mean, unfortunately, we can't like grill or smoke and stuff, you know, here, but that's why, listen, I put that bad boy in the air fryer,
and I
seasoned the daylights out of it and mm-hmm. cooked it up and then sauced it up after about over an hour or something like that I had it on. But, yeah, man, I mean, listen, I'm with you, man. I still got some in the fridge, man. I mean, I'll eat some here at some point, and I'll snack on some of it. But I got to do it, man. Listen, one of the great things about something like that is if you cook it right, you can still reheat it, and it's really good. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can, you don't have to, like, it's great when you eat it right then and there, but if you cook it well enough, you cook it right, you can heat that thing back up and it's going to taste really good. Especially if it's been, like, sauced up and, like, crusted over and stuff like that. I mean, that's, oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it nice and crispy on the outside, too. I like that kind of that crust. Especially, you know, that's the one thing, like a smoked brisket, when you get that kind of that, I like that char kind of end.
Ooh, yeah,
I don't,
the little crisp on the edge. Yeah.
Yeah. They're mm-hmm. like, hey, you know, do you want one of the charred? Yeah, give me the charred end.
Yeah,
I got no
buddy.
Problem having the charred end. I mm-hmm. like that kind of flavor and stuff like that. So I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
God bless
the way,
Kroger, man. God bless the Kroger,
yes.
where you can get your tag renewed and get some good meat.
Are they still doing that? Do they still have the tag things in Kroger?
Yes. I'll renew my tag today.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess I did not. I mean, I know that they used to have it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that because I got my driver's license at a Kroger.
You can get your license renewed too.
You can get your license.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. I guess I didn't realize they still had them.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know they're supposed like you know that's going to be the number one thing. You know the number one place that Starbucks is going to close is in Kroger's, and then I saw today that McDonald's is closing 200 locations, and most of them of those 200 are going to be the ones in the Walmart.
Oh wow!
Is the ones they're going to close.
Okay.
So I didn't even know that they still had the drivers because I did the one in Marietta right there at the Marietta Loop.
Mm-hmm.
On the I guess it's the upper loop. I think it's the upper loop that I did. They used to have a Kroger over there by Sherlock's and all that, where the Cajun Meat Company in that area of the loop that Kroger used to have the driver's license in. I guess I didn't realize that they still have it. So
yeah, they dropped the little machines in there, man. Hey man, good okay. Stuff right there.
Well, I live right by the Fulton County place. So, I mean, it was easy enough for me to just go get my license, and I had to get my tag and everything there because I bought that car last year. But okay, good stuff. Oh, by the way, I hope too, Jarvis, since you're on air, that you saw on my list for tonight.
Oh,
did you see?
Yeah.
Did you see That's Life or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Did you read?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got a list.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep,
we'll talk about that. We'll tease that as we get into Falcon Fly.
Oh, yeah, I got a nice list for that one.
Somebody said, way to shoot the J on the sly. anyway.
Hey, man, what you talking about?
What? What is he talking about? What happened?
Texter?
What did I miss?
What are you talking about?
I think it's that time we better get to What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, I may be living in an alternate universe, okay? And maybe I'm just out of touch, like a guy in the text line was telling me about with baseball and stuff like that. Because I just want to listen and appreciate the game. I don't need all the other bells and whistles and stuff like that. Call me crazy, I understand. Just I can appreciate and watch Mike Soroka pitching and stuff like that. I watch the games with no sound and anything because I have a radio show to do. So I can do it without all the bells and whistles and still enjoy and appreciate it. So call me old-fashioned, okay? But I guess Mark Emmert, who runs the 501c3 nonprofit $900 million a year organization known as the NCAA, I guess obviously he is too busy counting money to understand how things operate, okay? So in an interview that Mark Emmert did, and this was an interview that he did on ESPN with ESPN's Heather Dinich, who she's one of their college football writers for ESPN. She did an interview with Mark Emmert where one of the lines he talked about, here's the quote, an individual contest, a football game, a basketball game, that's quite different. In the case of a bowl game or the CFP, you're talking about a championship game. Can you create a bubble with enough lead time to have two teams play each other safely? The answer to that may be yes. The FCS is a round-robin championship with 20 teams participating in a full-on championship event. That's a very different and much more challenging environment than adding one or two more games to a season with a lot of space in between. Here's the problem. The guy who runs the NCAA, who's in charge of the organization that runs the FCS playoff, doesn't know how it works. His quote was, FCS is a round robin championship with 20 teams participating. And sorry, you lose Final Jeopardy. They went from 20 to 24 teams in 2013. Now, for craps and giggles, Mark Emmert has been the head of the NCAA since 2010. And he doesn't know this. And by the way, it's not a round robin. That's the College World Series. The FCS Championship is a win or go home. It's a single elimination tournament that's held all over in different stadiums. They're not in a bubble. Jesus, how dumb do you have to be? But I guess when you're counting your $900 million in your nonprofit organization, but oh no, those kids in that name, image, and likeness, gosh darn it. How dare they think they want to go make money? How dare they want to go out there and cash in on their likeness? Don't they know that we're supposed to sell the jerseys online and make all the money for them? And give them sweatpants and three meals a day? So how are you going to create a bubble and you don't even know how the damn tournament runs to start with? And it's not even a tournament. It's a playoff. When has football ever been a round-robin event? Or he doesn't know the term round robin. What's he listening to, Michael Jackson and Rockin' Robin? And how does he not know how many teams? He runs the damn tournament. He was there when they expanded it. And you can say, well, you know, he just kind of misspoke. He's going in a national publication knowing what he's going to be talking about. Miss me with the whole, well, he was caught off guard. Miss me with that dumb take. He runs the organization. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. But I guess when you don't have anything better to do than spend $900 million a year as a non-profit 501c3 organization, I guess we have to excuse him for being a little out of touch. All I can say is, I hope nobody gets coronavirus licking their fingers as they're counting all of the money that they're swimming in off these tournaments. And that's what's bugging Chuckery. 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You want to be a part of the show. Darren O'Day in now. Did anybody remember that Darren O'Day is still on the roster of the Atlanta Braves? I had completely forgotten until I saw his name the other night. I'd completely forgotten that he's even on the Braves roster. That's how little impact that move has had for this organization. All right, when we get back from the top of the hour, it will be time for the Falcons Flyover, your nightly look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the John Chuckery Show, hanging out on this Dynamite Wednesday, Sports Radio 910 The Game, and on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.